Share Care, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents Share Care Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Our next segment is our weekly Share Care Health Makers interview. The Share Care Health Makers series brings together the best minds in medicine, wellness, science, and technology to provide candid, thought-provoking insight into their respective fields. They also share their visions and concerns, from the future of healthcare to using technology to manage an aging population, to how diet and exercise can alter our genes. Today we'll be listening to Alan Portella, CEO of AirStrip Technologies, as he explains how mobile technology can help revolutionize healthcare, enabling healthcare professionals to deliver affordable, quality care to a growing patient population.
We started identifying about a decade ago that there was a shortage of physicians. And more we see primary care doctors decreasing. We see some specialists increasing around the chronic diseases, but not enough to take care of the patient population that we have. And what worries me is that now, Affordable Care Act, which I support moving from volume to value, I support looking at outcomes improvement, but Affordable Care Act will bring 38 million patients that are now going to rely on a primary care physician model. And it's probably going to take those patients 6 to 7 months to get an appointment with a primary care doctor. So what is going to happen is that they're going to end up going back to the emergency department for primary care. And when they are discharged from the emergency department, they're going to be asked to follow up with their primary care physician. And since that also is going to be difficult once again, they're going to end up coming back to the emergency department, and those hospitals are going to be penalized for that readmission if it happens within 30 days. Some of these health organizations think that the answer is to lay off people on the inpatient side to cut cost and move more into the ambulatory model outside of the four walls of the hospital. What they're not taking into consideration is that you need a layer between the patient and the physicians, and you could have redeployed those people into the ambulatory model and be able to manage that population health. So what we are seeing today is that there are certain healthcare organizations that are very visionary, and they are realizing that this is the time that you innovate. This is the time that you bring transformation. Those are consolidating, they are acquiring more physicians' offices, they are forming accountable care organizations with other organizations in the region, and the ones that are cutting costs by laying off people, they are the ones that eventually are getting acquired by the visionary ones. The only way that the healthcare organizations are going to adopt technology is when you can really demonstrate that value. You cannot do it alone. They cannot do it alone. Any technology that any organization buys today has to come with a demonstrable value proposition. That return on investment has to be not only financial, but it has to be organizational and it has to be clinical. What we are doing today is that patient that is coming in an ambulance, that called the ambulance with chest pain, we're taking that EKG that is taken by a defibrillator that is connected to the patient, and on a near real-time basis, within seconds, the cardiologists now are able to determine if you have a heart attack, and if you have a heart attack, how severe it is. Is this a complete blockage of the artery? What happens is, in the past, you have to wait until the patient was at the emergency department, then you have to look for the cardiologist on call. It usually takes 90 minutes from the time the patient arrives at the emergency department, that's the national standard, until they get to the cath lab where that artery is going to be cleared. So if 90 minutes is the standard, what we did was, how can we make an impact on time to intervention, but measure instead of from the emergency department to the cath lab, how can we measure from the time the ambulance picks you up? And we started seeing incredible results. We saw in cases 35 minutes from the time you get picked up by the ambulance to the cath lab, because the physicians were able to see that immediately and they were able to activate the cath lab before you arrive at the emergency department. When you have a complete blockage of the artery, a difference of 1 minute makes a huge impact to the quality of that hard muscle. So then what we notice is that same patient, when they went into the intensive care unit after the cath lab, they stayed almost 1 day less in the intensive care unit because they have a healthier heart. Their condition is not so bad. And they end up going home with a much more normal, it's called ejection fraction, flow in the heart on the input and the output to be able to live a normal life. We were able to provide incentives to healthcare organizations to be able to implement electronic medical records. So now we are at a certain level where all that information is starting to be collected. Before, we had a huge challenge because the information was not collected. The first thing that we need to do is, now, how do we bring that data to a physician that is a mobile professional, that is not in one place anymore looking at a desktop? Now they need to practice medicine throughout regions and manage populations. Now, you need to start bringing mobile technology to start bringing the data to them rather than them going to one location. Once you do that, you need to start looking at technology that moves the data around and following standards, clinical nomenclature, healthcare information exchange standards. And once you do that, the next step is analytics, is to be able to take on top of those data repositories tools that can help you to start getting proactive rather than reactive on the basically disease management and eventually on personal wellness. And it's not just physicians, but it's the care coordination team. We place a lot of emphasis on these physicians that right now, unfortunately, we have a shortage and we need to support them more and more, not just with technology. We need to start figuring out, as we move into a patient-centric model, and now we're going to follow patients to their homes, we need a layer of individuals that we didn't have in the past at the level that is needed. And those are the case managers, the nurse practitioners, the physician's assistants, the pharmacists, etc. All those care coordination team members now need to have the right level of automation and the right analytics tools so they know when to escalate to the next person in the team so we can quickly intervene in front of any adverse event. So the analytics tools really have to apply, and the rules they have to apply for each member of the care coordination team. As we move more and more into aggregating clinical data in central repositories, we're going to start seeing that the patients are going to own the raw data. What the healthcare organizations, what the caregivers think about that data is what they own. So we need to make that differentiation, that I could go to a hospital, collect my data, raw data, and other physicians with different specialties will be able to plug in technologies for clinical decision support, algorithms on top of that data, to be able to determine what is wrong with you. For example, if you come into the hospital with a certain condition, and the hospital is documenting on that episode of care, hospitals in general, they are very protective on what they documented, what procedures they perform. If a patient leaves a hospital and wants to have that data, they can have the x-rays, they can have everything, the discharge instructions of what happened to them, which is a subset of everything that happened to them. But the reality is that they're entitled to have the entire raw data about what were their vital signs, what were their lab results, all that information they can carry with them and go to another hospital later on and go to a doctor. And those healthcare organizations could really plug in those data elements and be able to analyze with tools what are the trends on the lab results, what abnormalities exist in that area, and how they can better care for that patient.
That was Alan Portella from ShareCare's Healthmakers Collection. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.